The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
From the bad deeds now of the criminal world to the good deeds that we all promise for Christmas, it seems there's a real movement towards a sustainable Christmas, with companies in some towns requesting reduced packaging from their suppliers and customers looking for ethically produced products. Liam Geraghty gives us the story all wrapped up.
Going green at Christmas used to involve Brussels sprouts. These days, it has a lot more to do with sustainable gifts. Am I right, Santa? And helping Santa to keep things festively eco-friendly are many Irish businesses. Our first stop is Cork.
Standing on the corner of Friar Street and Evergreen Street in Cork City. It's a corner that I've chose for its great road frontage, and so everybody would have to read the signs, badly made books, as they entered and left Cork City.
Sean O'Sullivan set up Badly Made Books. It's a mix of publishing, printing and design, all with recycled materials. Before this, Sean had written a kid's book, and for his second one, he wanted to write a story all about sustainability, which he never finished, because he got caught up in the sustainability research.
Funny enough, I almost feel that the story kind of is written in a certain sense, because in looking into the subject of what you do about environmental issues, about sustainability, often I think we can kind of try and say a lot, but then do we do that much? So, funnily enough, I think the story maybe I kind of tell today about the business almost is that story, which was supposed to be called The Polar Bear on the Roof, but only ever was this one page, and maybe the pigs were going to be in it and what was going to go on. But right now, I suppose the story I have is that, you know, if you kind of have a bit of hope and you try and get stuff done, it's quite possible to at least scratch the surface of making a difference.
Sean now publishes stories by other authors right here in his studio.
We've got Space Kitty versus the Economy, which is an interesting...
Great title.
Yeah, it's an amazing little piece, Space Kitty versus the Economy, though it only has one sentence and one picture per page, is largely bought by adults because children... I've seen it become a bridge of conversation between children and parents as to beginning the discussion of what these terms are. Hopefully, maybe with that, then children might need to wait till they're 23, 24 before they realise that how the economy really works.
On Comet, on Cupid, on Donald and Blixen, and now Rudolph.
Yeah, so we have some gorgeous layered wooden puzzles. They have between 1 and 6 layers.
Back in Dublin, Sharon Keelty of Jiminy Eco Toys is showing me some of the toys they distribute from the Conscious Christmas store on Fade Street.
And we have a fantastic 3-layer dinosaur puzzle, which is paleontologically accurate. And that's toys are a $90 billion industry globally. In Ireland, it's maybe 400 million. And of those toys, 90% are made from virgin plastic. Virgin meaning not recycled, brand new plastic from oil that's been dug up out of the ground and refined. And that's a super dirty process.
So Sharon has gone across Europe to find eco-friendly toy makers and distribute their toys.
Here's the thing, niche, European-made, eco-friendly, smallish toy companies are never going to displace Galt, Hasbro, Fisher-Price, you know, all the big players. We need the big players to change.
Santa hasn't forgotten sustainable gifts for grown-ups. Here in the chocolate factory on King's Inn Street, Emmett Bozanay of Copper Creations, spelt with 2 Ks, is in his studio making industrial homewares out of copper, steel and brass.
So I worked as an engineer for a decade. I was with a company selling renewable technology. We were manufacturing solar panels, underfloor heating, cylinders, heat pumps, all that kind of stuff in Dublin. I worked for them for approximately 10 years and I was shocked at the level of waste.
So he left and set up this business.
So I am in business since September 18, which is just a little over a year, and took a leap of faith to do it. And it's going okay. It's very, very difficult to do on your own, to launch a new business with very limited capital. All the money has been my own. I don't have any loans, any bank loans from anybody. So trying to build a brand and a business from scratch in Ireland is very difficult at the moment.
Emmett spends a lot of time in local scrapyards searching for discarded bits and bobs that he can turn into lamps, candle holders and bookends.
I love to make products with nice aesthetics, taking the material, the beautiful form of the copper and sculpting it into something aesthetically pleasing, but also building in function. So, for example, our bookend set also doubles up as a shelf bracket. You know, you decided to stop reading and got rid of all your books.
God forbid you could make
a beautiful shelf and possibly pull a piece of timber out of one of the many skips around Dublin at the moment. And it doesn't take rocket science to create a very nice feature in your home.